Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ullaholen gets the first takeout. Back to you, David.
We're less than a minute to go in the second serve with a 1-0 lead for Stram.
That sounds like Bond, James Bond.
Well, not his brother Wyatt.
9-5, our winner down there from Royal. That would have been Brendan Rick winning 9-5 over Declan Lambert at 113.
Winners in this round have to win a couple of more times to make it to the state tournament.
At least one more.
Yep, that's right.
Under 30 to go in the second period with a 1-0 lead still for Dane Stram. He's working the head of their both guys on their feet. He's working the head tie, collar tie.
When you're done with this round, we'll have four per weight class and three to get out. And we've already guaranteed the first, the two in the finals to get out.
So they awarded a point for stalling against Stram, so that makes it a tied match. They started these matches before we were on the air, and there evidently was a warning earlier against Stram.
Ullaholen trying to get some near fall points here before the end of the period, and he is going to get them here with 8 seconds to go if he doesn't score the fall. But I don't think he's going to. Back to you, David.
Yeah, it's some bad luck here on the mat. Matt won with Campbell's not making friends with Mike Nicolotti, but back to the wrestling match. End of the period here, so it's a 1-1 tie at 106 going into the third period. Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland, he's going to take the bottom position. The Stram will ride to top right on the right side with a good breakdown tightly. Wineski works his way back to his feet, and it's clear, but no escape yet. Control is still in favor of Stram as he dives in on the leg. Right at the edge of the mat, trying to hold on here, not to give up one. He can crawl up and keep control. We're going to have a stalemate.
Takedown by Ullaholen here in the second period. He now leads 10-0 in his match against Donati.
That is at 120 pounds at 106 where the Stram-Wineski match is taking place. State qualifiers already determined. Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point and Lincoln Stanek of Aquinas. The winner of this match has a chance to join them down the road this afternoon. The tournament ends for the loser.
Another warning against Stram as he had the high ankle up in the air, not returning Wineski to the mat, so he gives up another stalling point. That gets us to 2-1, and then he gives up the escape. So Stram is now down 3-1, 1:16 to go in the third period. He's got a short takedown here. He's got to wrestle hard for his teammate. Circling, trying to circle, staying on the mat. He's got to be aggressive with the two warnings, two stallings against him. They're off the mat, work their way back to center.
Parker Mills wins down there for casting at 126.
And Ullaholen's match is over, too. 3 minutes and 20 seconds, a pin for Ashton Ullaholen of Boscobel, Wajika City.
That was at 120.
Less than 40 seconds to go for James Stram. Down 3-1 here. He's got his score. He's working hard to get a takedown. He's taking some shots. Moving the head, collar ties. Trying to get something going here near the edge. Trying to throw. He gets the throw. He counts Wineski on his back. Going to get himself a pin, hopefully, here. Way to come back with the throw there for James Stram, the freshman from Riverdale. There's the pitch. 10 or 12 seconds on the clock. Way to come back. Congratulations, James Stram of Riverdale, the freshman. Score back there with the throw to get the takedown and the pin.
Tough loss for Griffin Wineski. Boy, if these two stay in the same weight class the next 2 years, we're going to see some great battles.
We got some great freshmen in the lightweights around our area.
That win for James Stram moves him on for a matchup against William Prattville of Lancaster. The winner of that match will qualify for state, and then who knows, you could have a wrestle back for second place at 106. Nice win there for James Schramm of Riverdale, action at 106 pounds. 113, Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. There's a delay over there. I think we're going to have an issue with maybe a bite here. Lennon Ewert wrestling Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany. The officials are discussing it. Looks like Valley has a nosebleed.
Nosebleed, yeah. It is a 9-6 lead right now for Valley, Slater Valley.
Well, I think Ewert's the one with maybe the bite mark on his arm. They were looking at his arm.
Got the head official, Mike Nicolotti, over there now.
This is a big call because if it is a bite mark, the other wrestler is disqualified and he's out of the tournament.
The other wrestler is senior Slater Valley of Parkview, and they're calling the match.
Wow, they're not calling it a bite.
They called it the other direction, so the final score was
the score was the other way in favor of
Valley. Slater Valley had the lead, 9-6.
Well,
Valley is the winner, 9-6 over Ewert. So the tournament comes to a close for the senior Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point. And Slater Valley is one win away now for qualifying for state. His next opponent will be Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center.
Down there we got 138 down there. That's a kid from Brookwood way down there. That would be Drew Powell if he takes on Michael Jones from Aquinas. That's 3-0 right now in favor of, I believe, Powell.
You would be correct. 3-0 for Powell.
And we have another casting wrestler here on mat number two. That's at 132. And that would be Caden Mickelson from casting as he takes on Owen Rope from Independence Gilmanton. Owen, he caught him in a spladle. But I think the official right now is saying he's too high off the mat to get back points with it. We got a final over there. That's a fall, or a tech fall. 17-2 for Aquinas at one. I believe that was the 120-pounder, wasn't it, for Sherrard?
Yeah.
He went by tech fall down there.
We just had a quick fall at 126, right, David? That is correct. Lucas Christensen of Outer Grand Island with a 10 and 34 seconds. Over
Dave.
Ronnie Raggetts of Lancaster. So Christensen's tournament continues.
Yep.
Let's take a look at how things have gone for Iowa Grand Island today. They have a total of 5 wrestlers in the championship. These have already qualified for state. Familiar names, all of them. Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff. All of those are returnees to the state tournament, except for Gavin Hinderman. The tournament continues for the following wrestlers: Lucas Christensen, Colton Williams, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart. They all have a shot to go on to state. How about Mineral Point? Well, I'm glad you asked. These are the wrestlers that are in the finals. Memphis Burkhalter at 106 pounds, Liam Carey at 120, Rowan Carey at 144, Jacob Dannenberg at 150, and Cade Rule at 175. All have qualified for state. There's others on the outside looking in. Lennon Ewert just had his season come to a close, or at least his state individual season come to a close. Also, the Springer brother, or Sammy Springer, the Sawyer Dannenberg, Emmett Collins, all have an outside shot. Elliot Tite as well in the consolation bracket. Yeah, speaking of Mineral Point, Elliot Tite just gets Sammy Springer just gets a pin down on mat three. He gets a pin over Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. That time looks like it was 118 for Sammy Springer.
Now, that was a wrestler from
Parkview, Albany. Oh, that wasn't. No,
At first I looked at it too, and I thought, well, there's that kid moving out there. I didn't have it in my program.
So that was Springer over Lacey of Parkview, is that right?
That's what it should have been.
Yeah, it should have been, yep.
Let's see what it says in the computer. Well, it went away. It'll be up there in a second.
Well, the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative coaches were here.
I don't know if they're here just watching, but maybe not. Parker Mills that gets a pin down there. Drew Powell's wrestling down there on mat 4. She's still winning 13-3. Elliot Kite wrestling on mat number 1 against Casada. Castle Casada from Brookwood.
You are right, David. It was Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
Oh.
He was one of those that placed 5th at the regional, but was entered here at the expense of somebody else, lost his first round match, and now is bounced from the tournament with a loss to Sandy Springer. Yeah, our bracket goes Baylen Lacey at Parkview Albany earlier in the match, but that was not him. That was Gretton Ewing at Kickapoo Lafarge. So evidently there was a change during the week.
Yep. That's what Simon said.
And Springer was the winner by fall, correct?
Correct. They were moving fast and furious now. 20-3 down there on mat number 4. That's Powell from at 138 getting the tech fall, and he will move on to the third place match, and he will be taking on that Sammy Springer that we just talked about for third place.
It looks like Caden Mickelson of Cashton has won in the consolation bracket over independent Gilmanton's Owen Girock. That's at 132 pounds.
Okay. Yep, that was going on. Sammy Springer, Mills 01 at 126. Oops. Well, we're all the way up to 157. We got Waylon Hargrove out here from Aquinas. He takes Evander Peterson from Whitehall. On mat number 3, we have Peyton Prager from DeSoto as he takes on Brock Colburn from Whitehall. And then on mat number 4, we have Sam Marzalek. He takes on Ray Cooley from Pittsville.
Well, we had a minute 10-second fall at 157 pounds from Aquinas.
That was Hargrove.
110.
He gets the fall there and moves into the third place match.
I want to bring you up to date on the Riverdale Chieftains today. They have 3 wrestlers that have qualified for state. Unbeaten on the day, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. They are in the sectional finals and have earned berths to state. James Schramm, with a win moments ago in consolation, is a win away from joining them. However, 3 wrestlers from Riverdale have been bounced, including seniors Chase McGuire and Talon Childs. Also, freshman Hunter Wilkinson lost his first match and is out of the tournament. For Ithaca Weston, 3 still going. 2 in the winner's bracket. They've qualified for state. Seniors Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. The tourney continues in the consolation round for junior Ashton Bennett at 150.
Bill, right now we got Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston.
Here we go.
He's at 150 facing Billy Miller of Blair Taylor. We got a 0-0 score. And as I say that, the takedown is awarded to Billy Miller. So he's going to take the lead here, 3-0. 1:30 to go in the first period. It's the lead for Miller. Here comes the roll, trying to get a reversal. Does not get it as Ashton was close from that, but no near fall.
There's a fall at 165 on mat number 1. That would have been Emmett Collins out there. We talked about that earlier, Bill did, as far as Richland Center ties to the Collins family in Richland Center. He gets a fall there
in 102, and he is one win away from state. His sister, Delia, qualified for state. Last night, she was a sectional champion at 126 pounds for Mineral Point in that tournament held at Prairie du Chien.
And then the young man from Peyton Krager from DeSoto, he gets in that third-place match with a pin at 165 down there, and he will wrestle Emmett Collins for in that third-place match.
221, the pin time for Krager over Coburn of Whitehall.
Meanwhile, Ashton Bennett is on blood time.
Yeah, we're flying right through this. We're already up to 190 in these wrestleback matches, we'll call them. It's time for us to bring this up to date, too, and remind everybody, because this is a qualifying tournament, there are no 1-2-2 matches here today. Everything is 2-2-2 all the way till we get to the state tournament in wrestleback matches down there. So every one of these matches is still considered a qualifying match to become a state champion.
So we have a final on the match at 132 between Kite of Mineral Point and Gazda of Brookwood.
I do. It was a 15-0 decision for Elliot Kite.
Wow. Guy gets thrust into the tournament, and he comes up big, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Well, he came out of that tough super regional at Mineral Point. He was the state qualifier last year.
There's another fall. This time the Iowa Grant wrestler at 175. That's probably Jackson McGuire, I believe.
Yep.
And he gets a first period fall. They already switched the time, didn't they?
Yeah, they flipped it on us. I didn't catch
it. Okay. 125, it says in the computer. So that would be a 35-second pin.
Well, Ashton Bennett's back to action here. Down 3-1, 1 minute to go in the first period. They go off the edge. They'll have to reset back in the middle of the mat.
Still that hoot for the 2 or 3 is still pretty loud, Bill and David. Here we got a Royal wrestler down here now on mat number 1. And that would be Samson Degner from Royal as he takes on Jackson Durr from Pittsville in a 190-pound wrestleback match.
Flying right through these matches. We're already up to 190.
Yep. And we're scattered all the way from 144 to 190. Oh, he's like that.
Not us three, though.
And we have to go a little higher up the scale. Right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I'm just glad announcers don't have to weigh in.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Especially after we had a good lunch.
A quick one. Ashton Bennett still down 3-1 here. 2 seconds left in this first period.
Samson Degner, he gets the first takedown and leads in his match for the Royal Wrestlers. 3-0 over Durer from Pittsville.
Royals had a tough day. Only 2 wrestlers out of 7 remain, Brendan Rick and Samson Degner. 5 lost first-round matches that did not get wrestled back. Garrett Dragon, Turner Calhoun, Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fry. For Dragon and Bender, a tough ending. They are both seniors.
Nolan Hankey with a pin there in the first period. 101.
Yep.
For Lancaster at 175, and that weight class is already set up for placement matches. I set the format up there a little bit for the next round. We will wrestle first and third place at the same time, and then after we get completed with the 275-pound weight class, we'll see how many wrestle backs we have and how much more action we'll have after that.
Ashton Bennett's match is now 3-2. He gets the escape. We're 1:35 to go in the second period. Ashton Bennett, the Vipica Western.
Boy, we're so far along that they're going to shut down mat 3 already.
Ashton's on his feet. They're wrestling for takedown. He's forced off the mat. Going to get a warning calling against him. He needs to got to circle back into the mat. You can't just back up.
So
circle back to the center.
Oh, what a move by Degner there, right at the out-of-bounds line to get another takedown.
1 minute to go in the second period for Bennett as they're working for takedowns at the edge of the mat again. As they end up going off, hustle their way back to the center circle.
Samson Degner getting back into the tournament by Caden Coleman getting to the finals.
Under a minute, down by one is Bennett.
They had a final down there in match four, but I didn't catch it.
I think it was Schooley of Pittsville, but we'll double check on that.
All righty. Hasn't come up on the computer yet.
There's a takedown for Bennett, so he's going to give him the lead. Traded to, but he's getting way high. He's got to stay off his back here. He gives up the reversal. Makes it tied 5-5 with 30 seconds on the edge of the mat again. And a nice takedown, but got way too high, right over the head and shoulders of Miller, his opponent.
Schooley won down there 15-9.
Thank you.
Schooley from Pittsville over Marsolek of Independence Gilmanton, if you're scoring with us.
Side match here. And
now we have down there a mat number four. We have Trevor Paulson at 150 wrestling Kai
Eikenen of Brookwood. I verified that with Coach Powell today.
Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, it's back to David.
He's got a tight cradle. Time is out, though. All excited for nothing. Now they got to decide near fall or no near fall.
That's surprising. Scott's arm band must
kind
of work.
Right. Right. Good call.
Would there not even be any back points, David?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Oh, he got him.
Gavin, two for near fall. Yep.
Yep.
By Scotty, you refer to Scott Brookman.
I didn't want to tell him all of the information.
Also officiating today, Mike Nicolotti, Maddie Prashinsky,
yep,
and Riley Cade.
So just as you mentioned Nicolotti's name, he does his patent hit you for stalling, and now in Degner's match is 8-1.
You never did that, did you, Curry?
We'll get back to action with you, David.
Well, get 2 minutes back on the clock here. We got a two-point lead for Bennett now as he's in top. He's going to ride here. Good breakdown. Stops the arm, tried to get an arm bar. Good hip pressure, tight waist. Sliding that arm bar in. Now he's got to reach that far wrist, so he's got the wrist, and he's going to flatten him out.
10-0 lead for Paulson down there on mat number four. Still 8-1 for Degner from Royal over Durr from Pittsville. 190-pound bout.
There's a good cradle coming out for a Bennett. Get him broke back down. He's got the cradle locked up, but he's bringing up to his feet. Bury that head in the side. And he gives up on that. Just trying to cover the hips. Good job. Good spin move there to stay back on the hips, behind the hips.
What happened to those 157-pound bouts? Did you guys get any finals on this?
I did not. Well, one is wrestling right now. That's Bennett. Oh, 57.
Hargrove won a pin in 110.
Oh, okay.
Hargrove of Aquinas. So we have that one.
Dannenberg had a 43-second pin.
Oh, yep. Dannenberg did too? Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to final down here. Samson Degner, he wins 9-1. In his bout at 190.
Ashton's got blood time again, working on, it looks like, his lower lip.
After the conclusion of this match, we'll take a break and then see if the guys at Wisconsin Dells have any updates for us on the Division II tournament there.
215, we have Justin Olbert, who knocked Ryan McCoyk out of the tournament last round, and he takes on Tucker Degenhart from Iowa Grant in their wrestling match.
I'm sorry, Kurt Ashton Bennett gets two near falls, but does give up the escape. And a good power half move there, but Miller just fought and scrambled off his back to get the escape. So just under a minute with a three-point lead for Bennett.
9-6.
Got a circle. Backing off the mat here. Come on, Ashton. Get back to center circle with 43 seconds to go. Now he's got a duck under. Miller tries to throw a head steal,
doesn't get it as Bennett's doing a good job holding back there. He's got to try to pop his head out. He's looked the leg.
Crawled right now. There you go.
He's got the takedown looking for maybe not near fall, but got the takedown up 12-6. 20 seconds to go. Good arm bar here. As Miller tries to do the throw and just flips off, and Bennett does a nice job countering that.
Well, that was pulsing down there. They got a tech call down there. That was on mat number four. That's why he didn't have that one.
Looks like Bennett is going to be a winner by a score of 12-6.
There we go. That's the other match at 150. Nice win for Ashton Bennett from Ithaca Western. Co-op has already qualified two wrestlers for state. Ashton Bennett is now one win away from joining his teammates, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. We'll take a break. Be back with more at First Opportunity. For David Wormage and Kirk Layer, I'm Bill Twining. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best. WRCO.
Wrestling here in the WrestleBacks, it is Blake Brickle of the Blackhawks taking on Drew Krubel of Fenimore. No score underway in the match. They are locked up head and shoulders. Should be a good battle here. Blake making it with a win earlier today, a tech fall over Mason Jelinek of Richland Center, and then a loss to Hayden Gillen by fall. They'll break apart. I'm used to saying Blake, so they Blake apart. Now they'll come back together again. And there looks like maybe a little bit of a blood time. They're checking out the nose of Drew Krubel of Fenimore. So a good battle between a couple of really good programs here, the River Valley Blackhawks and the Fenimore Golden Eagles. They see each other occasionally in tournaments, but they're not conference opponents. And I don't think they wrestle a dual meet during the year. The Blackhawks have often wrestled Mineral Point during a dual meet year. Brickle shoots in for a single leg, but being held off by Krubel, and they will break apart. Again, they are on their feet again. Nearly the out-of-bounds line on the far side. We have about 10 seconds remaining in the period. Trying to throw, and now they're out of bounds. Krubel actually locked in the head of Brickle. And they'll try again now from center of the mat. The whistle starts them again. Down to the final moments of the first period, and it comes to an end. Scoreless here at Wisconsin Dells High School, 190 pounds. Trying to follow either Hayden Gillen or Trey Udelhoven, who will wrestle in the final at 190 pounds. And that's going to be a bruiser match as well. Looking forward to some big matches coming up here in the finals, which we'll try to have for you here on WRCO Radio as well. They'll break apart again. Underway in the second period, locked up. No score in the match. Something's got to give here. Both of these young men fighting for wrestling position. They're back to the center of the mat. They've spent a lot of time center mat on their feet here in the first 2+ minutes of wrestling. On the near side, close to going out of bounds. Trying a throw is Brickle, and again, holding him at bay is Krubel. They continue to spar and then dance out of bounds. They'll be back to the center of the mat. Wrestle back action going on here on the other three mats as well. Whistle starts them again, and they're back to it. Locked up head and shoulders on the near side. Again, trying for position. Blake Brickle of River Valley. Drew Krubel of Fenimore. No score. Again, just about a minute into action here in the second period. They are taking a little bit of time now, and now shooting in for a single leg is Brickle. He's got Krubel trying to trip him and brings him down and gets the takedown. So Blake Brickle takes the early 3-0 lead in the match with 45 seconds remaining in the second period. I say early lead, I guess first lead of the match here, as this has just been a bruiser so far. These two continuing to go at it here today. It's going to be one of those that's going to come right down to the wire. We're down to the final moments here of the second period on mat number 3. Mat number 4 as well, battling. And again, back to the center of the mat for Brickle and Krubel. Earlier today, Mason Schulte is getting a win, so he has still got a chance to keep on going and get to the Kohl Center in Madison next week. Big goal, 3-0. Again, Brickle riding. He's been trying for more, working the shoulders, trying on the far side. Now they'll roll through. Oh, he had a chance to get Krubel on the shoulders, and will again. He's going to run out of time. They're going to count off some near fall, though, at the end of the period, and that'll make it 6-0 in favor of Brickle after 2 periods of wrestling. Boy, he had the combination in there. It looked pretty tough there for a moment, like it was going to happen. They're back to the center of the mat, wrestling with 2 minutes remaining here in this 190-pound weight class. Something's got to give here, and Brickle with a 6-0 lead. Krubel, in desperation, might be trying some sort of head throw. They're going to break apart again, far side of the mat. And now shooting in again is Brickle. Brickle locked in. Now they'll break apart again on the Wisconsin Dells mat, north end of the gym, kind of right in front of the River Valley fans here. It's got something to cheer about with a couple of young men here. A team that's been so devastated with injuries this year. They are fighting to get a couple to state next week for the boys. They'll break apart again. There's an escape. 6-1 in favor of Blake Brickle. As they break apart, they're on their feet. 1:09 remaining here in the third period. 5-point lead for Blake Brickle of River Valley. Trying to get it done here for the River Valley fans and move on to the next level, the next round. They'll break apart again. Down to 55 seconds in the third period. 6-1, Blake Brickle. It is Drew Krubel of Fenimore, a senior. Blake Brickle, a junior. Down to the wire here, 40 seconds remaining. And a, now looks like a stalling point has been awarded to Krubel. So it is 6-2, it's a 4-point match. Tightening things up here with 30 seconds remaining. 30 seconds in the match, 6-2. Brickle holding on, shooting in, sliding in with one leg, trying to go for a single leg. Now he'll break apart and stand up again. 17 seconds. Pushing now is Krubel. Krubel trying to get a head throw. 10 seconds now. Brickle able to fight that off. They're both on their wheels. Down to 5 seconds. Down to 4 seconds. They are right now on the edge of the mat, and the match comes to an end. And Blake Brickle gets the victory here for River Valley. And Brickle is moving on to the next round with another chance to get closer to Madison.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're gonna need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
This is Henry again at the Wisconsin Dells in Division 2 Sectional. Right now I'm bringing you Ethan Bindle and Mason Monduro from Belmont Platteville. Right now in the first, Mason has a 3-0 lead with 10 seconds to go in the first round. Still in a stalemate down, nothing called yet. Trying to work over Bindle on his side, and that's going to be the time in the first period. Now, second period, 3-0 Belmont Platteville. Mason Monduro, Ethan Bindle with a record of 22-17 coming in here, looking for a way to get into the next round. And the a nice throw, and let's see if any points are scored. Nothing. We have three for a reversal. And now Bindle and the sprawling, and now down, and he's on the outskirts of the mat. They're both on the north end of the gym, working to try to get on it. And I'm going to hand this off to Phil Nee, and Phil Nee can continue. Here you go, Phil.
Thank you, Hank. Boy, we're all over the place here today watching these matches. So, Hank Bray, wrestling extraordinaire. Thank you. 215. Ethan Bindle getting here with a great regional last week. The junior was defeated earlier today by Blake Theory. A pin time of 3:32. And makes it here, taking on Mason Mandarano of Belmont Platteville. And a 215-pound match, trailing 6-0, is Ethan Bindle for the right to advance in this tournament a little deeper, trying to get a chance to wrestle another round and get a little closer to the Cole Center. But a long way to go here. Uphill battle, 58 seconds remaining in the second period at 215 pounds. Again, Mandarano of Belmont Platteville, an all Southwest Wisconsin Conference matchup here for today. We are watching the last two matches of this round, and I believe they're probably going to take a break. Did you hear that, Hank?
I haven't heard that, Phil, but two matches are open. I'm assuming they're going to have to take their break here after these two matches are done.
No, I'm being told now that you and Drew Smith are supposed to go down and wrestle here, so good luck.
Good luck. I didn't make the weight.
Oh, you didn't? Well, you ate enough of Burger King to make weight. Down to 15 seconds remaining here in the second period at 215 pounds. Ethan Bindle
of Richland Center trailing in his match. Mandarano has been riding, and not a lot has happened in the second period. Score staying the same, 6-0 after two periods. I'll go back to the center of the mat and get right back at it here. Wrapping up the round, and again, it's going to be an exciting finals round and the wrestleback round as well. So at this weight class, Lake Theory advance against Ross Crist of Darlington Blackhawk. And now wrestling on the, or in the third period, Ethan Bindle in the down position, Mason Mandarano in the up position. Mandarano grabs a near arm, looking for some leverage. Mandarano again steps in, grabs the far arm of Ethan. To Ethan's credit, he's been able to really hold his base against a strong upper body wrestler. We're down to a minute 29 remaining here at 215 pounds. And getting a chance to try and get turned is Bindle. He's going to put out that left arm using leverage. Good job there. Grabbing the near arm is Mandarano. Mandarano driving for all he's worth. Oh, credit to Bindle. He is up on all fours, but now broken back down. Somehow continues to keep it going here at 215 pounds. Again, on the far side, Mandarano grabs the far arm, making way. There have just really not been a lot of points awarded since that opening period. Ethan Bindle holding his own. We're down to 50 seconds. Mandarano leading by a score of 6-0 in the match. And Mandarano grabs the far leg, now tries to work in a cradle. Ethan Bindle has been wrestling defensively. He's been able to stay away from any kind of being turned or any pinning combination here at 215 pounds. Again, Ethan Bindle trailing 6-0. We're down to 25 seconds at 215 pounds as action continues here on this WRCO Wrestling Sectional Saturday. Down to 15 seconds. They are both on the far side of the mat, down to 10 seconds. Mandarano continues to lead, 7 seconds. Bindle on the far side trying to push himself up, but it's going to come to an end here. A final score of 6-0 as Mason Mandarano gets the victory. 6-0 over Ethan Bindle at 215 pounds.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Welcome to Wisconsin Dells. We are into the final round here at WRCO Radio, getting set for action at 113 pounds. We've already had a final at 106, so we'll get you updated on what has happened so far while you were away. And as we're getting ready for the matches, looking ahead toward Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, who will be on the mat in one weight class at 120 pounds. Henry, how are you doing this
afternoon? I'm doing well. Finally got me on, didn't you?
Well, we've been trying to put you on all day. And, yeah. But you've been at Burger King, and you've been at pizza and all kinds of stuff.
Also, but you reap the benefits, Phil.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
we do.
Sometimes. But anyway, hey, we're here. We're starting the championship rounds and waiting for some wrestlebacks and see what happens. So
we do have one final at 106 pounds. Colin Fry of Evansville is the champion. He wins a very hard-fought match against Owen Dorshorst of Lodi, 4-3. So Fry is the victor. And also Carson Bassett of Fenimore is going to take third place here at 106 and head to state. So congratulations to the Golden Eagles. Bassett with a 2-minute, 24-second pin against his opponent, Thomas Lomar,
and he is a broadhead judoka. So
both of those matches were really good, very competitive.
Yep.
So
Fenimore has a man moving on. And in the championship at 113, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville is taking on Colton Bolig of Evansville. And in the wrestle back, it's Coda Perney of GET Melrose Medoro taking on Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. So we'll get you going here on this one. Looks like Rashan is off to a 7-0 lead already. And he has taken care of business for coaches Lord and Muller. And on the near side, almost reversed the Lodi wrestler. I should say GET Melrose Medoro wrestler almost came around. Does get an escape, 1 point escape at the end of the period. So it makes it 7-1 as they head back to the center of the mat. Ryan Lord and Rod Muller, maybe the most years of experience of any coaching staff,
without
right?
Without question. Yep. I mean, they do an awesome job at Dodgeville. They do. Along with Joey Martin, the whole crew up there.
Good crew. Rod Muller even tried to coach me way, way, way back in the day. And,
oh, really?
And
I didn't think you were coachable.
He gave me the best words of advice of all time. He said, Phil, maybe you should go out for basketball.
Did you take his advice?
Oh, yeah.
that's pretty funny.
Second period underway, and Bolig is riding Rashan here again, 7-1, the Dodgeville wrestler. Shane's day, he scored a tech fall over Caden Stibbe of Richland Center, and Stibbe went on and wound up losing in his match to Coda Perney, who is now in the wrestle background.
So, he's now up 6-0 over Hunter Reed from Prairie du Chien.
All right, thanks, man. 7-1 the score here at 113 pounds. And, of course, after this weight class, we'll be bringing on Richland Center's Ethan Haiti. Looking forward to that match. We saw Ethan warming up on the end of the gym here, so we know the time is coming near. Here.
Yes, yep.
And Rashan trying to lead the way here for the Dodgers in a Southwest Wisconsin Conference Championship. Rashan is in the down position with a minute 13 remaining in the second period. Standing up, using a lot of strength. A little bit of angle on that knee, but able to swing that out. And again, Bolig of Evansville turning into the near side. Oh, he grabs the near arm of Rashan, and a little bit too much angle on there, potentially dangerous, stops the match.
Nice job by the official. He went in there and instantly stopped it. So nice job.
That's the thing with officiating wrestling. I mean, you really have to be aware.
You really got to be aware
of the health all the time. And sometimes you got to try to block those 285 pounders from rolling into the stands too. So
last week, is it Mr. Knockreiner from River Valley was hurt.
Yeah, Wyatt Knockreiner.
That's very unfortunate.
River Valley's had a rough year with injuries.
Yeah, it was. But that's why I'm saying these officials are on top of it, and probably some of the best in the state again that we have here, Phil.
Yeah, good crew. And a younger crew,
They are.
When they're younger than us, that's good. A lot of basketball officials are older than us.
I'm about the same age of them.
Rashan in the down position. No change in the score here. 7-1. Shane continues to lead in the waning moments of period number two at 113 pounds. The official's out to stop the match here after two periods. It's 7-1 in favor of Rashan. A couple of hard fought matches here today for Bolig. Got a tech fall in his previous match. So Shane will be in the up position here in the third period. Picked up wins number 51 and 52 earlier today. Bolig stands up, and Rashan riding the waist. Slides down to the knee, slides down, and now trying to kick his way out of there is Bolig. He's trying to get free, do a little wheelbarrow action, and Rashan holds him at bay and now brings him back down, face down on the mat with a minute 40 remaining.
And I think he's going to get in a point for an escape, isn't he?
No, I think it's a stalling. So it's back on the other side, coming back to the middle of the mat. Match is stopped for a moment. They're having maybe a little trouble with the score clock here.
I think it's 7-2. I think they gave him one for an escape. Is it an escape one or two?
It's one, but we'll see. Yep, it is 7-2. So Rashan still has the lead over Bolig, and there's a little bit of blood time going on right now. Meanwhile, in the wrestleback match, that's tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, Coda Perney from Gail Ettrick, Trimpolo, Melrose, Mendora, 7 over Hunter Reed from Prairie du Chien, four. He's just a sophomore. Has 37-17 record. That's pretty impressive for a sophomore.
My word. And the number of matches that these young wrestlers get in now.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, looking at Rashawn with 52 and two losses for the sophomore this year.
But Colton Bullrig, I mean, you know, from Evansville, he's 45-2.
Yep.
So
crazy. Whistle starts him again here. 1:33 remaining after some blood time. Rashawn is riding for Dodgeville. Bullrig trying to turn from the left side, puts the leg up, tries to use a little bit of leverage, unable to get out of there. And riding the waist now is Shane Rashawn. Rashawn holding on for dear life, now slides around, and Bullrig trying to turn him. Bullrig, if he could kick that leg out, he would score reversal
yes,
points.
Yes, he would.
And tighten this match up. Right now, 7-2, Rashawn.
With a minute to go.
And there's a stalling point given. That's going to be given out to Rashawn, I think. They said the red wrestler, right?
Yes, yep.
Scoreboard not reflecting it yet. They're going to start again.
No, it was reflected with green.
Okay.
So.
All right. Good eyes. 7-3 match score here with 50 seconds. Rashawn holding on. And now trying to turn him is Bullrig, close to being on the out-of-bounds line. Boy, neither wrestler really in control there for a brief moment. And coming out on top is Rashawn again. No points awarded. 7-3. It's a four-point match. And now locking in a cradle is Rashawn. He was very close to connecting there, but Bullrig able to swing out.
He
cradles him again and now rolls him over to his shoulders. 25 seconds remaining. Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville scoring near fall, and
there's
the pin.
Wow.
Wow.
What a match.
That was. Good battle. Shane Rashawn is a champion.
And Shane Rashawn was actually fighting for his life there for a couple
just
times, too.
For
so.
A brief moment, he gets the win. And the pin time of 5:40. So Bullrig will kind of wait and see if there is a wrestle back at 113. There will not be at 106 pounds. Good wrestling.
Yes, sir, yes.
So it looks
and
like.
You expect this at this level.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For the right to go to the Cole Center next weekend. And boys going to the center of the mat. Hand is raised there, and I think the wind goes the opposite of Reed, right?
Kota Purney
gets
yeah.
the win, yep.
14-9.
It was a high scoring. I think there might be a wrestle back there. Purney coming from the top part of the bracket. That makes the way here for 120 pounds, and there he is, Ethan Haiti on the mat. Good to see him. Colton Koss is out there. Haiti with two wins today. He scored a fall in his first match over Aiden Weigel of Belmont Platteville, and then a 5-1 victory over Cade Birchman of Fenimore. Colton Koss here after a 15-9 decision over Briar Caves, and a tech fall in his first match today over Nolan Van Schindel. Underway, both boys center of the mat. Haiti going for a throw, and then he is going to be taken out. Ethan Haiti is on his shoulders. Oh, my goodness, Koss. Had him right there looking at the lights for a moment. Haiti trying to fight out of that. Tying up both arms is Koss. Haiti trying to get out of there again. Near fall. Boy, stepping over the top is Koss. Very close to scoring a fall on Ethan Haiti of Richland Center. And a little bit air on that far shoulder. Both arms wrapped up. Boy, Koss has come out and taken care of business. 1 minute into the match. And again, it's got to be close. Oh, my goodness. Koss. Close to pinning Ethan Haiti, and there it is. 1:08. Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro caught him and gets the win at 120 pounds. Wow.
He went to take him, and he missed, and that's what cost him. Don't you?
Very much so.
Yep, so
that's
tough loss.
That is a tough loss. That's a gamble in wrestling. Though.
It is. It is a gamble in wrestling.
So coming out now with the loss, we'll have to see whether Ethan has to wrestle another match here today. We'll keep an eye on the other mat. Briar Caves of Lodi is in action, and he is taking on Cade Birchman of Fenimore. So Ethan has to hope that Birchman gets the win, because Ethan has beaten Birchman today. So that would mean Ethan would go as the second place wrestler here at 120 pounds.
And Birchman is up 3-0 right now.
Yeah, and I think it looks like he just increased it to 5, Henry.
Yes, he did. Yep.
It's on the scoreboard now at 5-0. So that's looking better for Ethan Hady. On down the road, still to go here. Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville goes for a title at 126. We have some wrestlers in the upper weights as well. Of course, from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Dylan Weigel will go for a title for Belmont Platteville at 138 pounds. We'll also see Mason Schulte with a chance for a wrestle back at 144. Mason, if you didn't hear, maybe tuned in a little late, picked up a 13-4 major decision over Colton Tollefson of Fenimore. So Mason will be wrestling at 144 and trying to get a man to state for the River Valley Blackhawks. And in the upper weights today, I know that Richland Center had a couple of men in the upper weights. Ethan Bindle was beaten by Mason Mandarano at 215 pounds. So that match happened just before we took back to the airwaves. And we'll see how it goes for Blake Brickle as well for River Valley. He's got a wrestle back coming up here. And that is at 190 pounds. So why don't we take time out? We'll see what's happening elsewhere, and we'll be back with more as we keep you company on this sectional wrestling Saturday with a beautiful sunshine coming in the windows here at Wisconsin Dells High School. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, and this is Sectional Tournament Saturday from WRCO Sports.
Use rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limerich Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limerich Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limerich Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
WRCO. We're back in Wisconsin Dells, and we're up to 126 pounds. We'll tell you about that match in a moment. We can tell you, Henry, that at 120, it was a win going the way of Lodi.
Okay, so Ethan's going to wrestle again.
Ethan Hady will have to wrestle back to possibly second. He'll have to fight for his second place position. Right. Or third, but either way, Ethan Hady is going to state.
Good, good.
Unfortunately, a tough loss for him.
It was a tough loss. So right now on mat two, Phil, we have Rhett Spurley from Dodgeville taking on Blake Indris from Mount Horde, New Glarus, and Spurley has a 4-3 lead.
Good match underway here. Let's watch that one at 126. We'll tell you about the wrestle back in a moment, but a great year for Rhett Spurley.
46-10.
My goodness. Just a sophomore.
And Blake, is it Andres? Endres.
Yep.
Endres.
And
I
call that
7-2.
I call that Sugar River.
Yeah.
They call the quad Sugar. It's easier to say.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I wish more of the quads would have names because sometimes they're a bit hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
Stepping up and pulling around for the escape is Endres. We're all tied up at 4 after one period. So a quick escape at the end of the frame, and they're into the second period. Spurley will be in the up position for the Dodgers in this second period. Locks into the referee's position, and there's the whistle, and they start again. Stepping up, getting out of there is Endres. Scores the escape and takes a 5-4 lead in the match. They will shoot takedowns. Both boys, well, shooting in for a singlet and coming up empty is Endres. And then Spurley trying the same. He comes up empty. They're back on their feet. Both boys very agile, aren't
they?
Very,
yep. Endres is a senior from Sugar River, and Rhett Spurley is a sophomore from Dodgeville.
Yeah, Ryan Lord and company have had some just stellar wrestlers in that lineup the last several years.
Especially in the younger weight, or in the lighter weights, very, very competitive.
Endres leading 5-4 over Spurley. They're back to the center of the mat. Down to a minute 13 remaining in this second period. Spurley trying to go low, but kept at bay by Endres. They're back on their heels. This match could come right down to the wire here.
Yes,
again.
It could.
A couple of evenly matched wrestlers shooting in and holding him at bay is Rhett Spurley. Spurley and Endres out of bounds on the far side. What do you have on the consolation mat?
I have Evan Curtis and Evan Curtis from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, going against Briggs Wheel from